The search for the next chief of police in Syracuse has been narrowed down to three finalists. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, one has extensive experience in the Syracuse Police Department. The other two comes from outside of New York State.
Syracuse Common Counselor at Large Stephen Thompson, who was also a former police chief, was a member of the search committee that asked the candidates questions as to how they would decrease the shootings and violence occurring in the city, as well as how they would structure the police department and interact with other agencies. Thompson says one of the primary things a chief of police has to have is a relationship with his boss, the mayor of Syracuse, Ben Walsh.
I have said to the mayor before that it's extremely important that he has a good working relationship with the individual who he chooses to be the chief of police. He has to be confident in him. He has to be sure that the person is going to make the right decisions for the city of Syracuse, because it is a very high-profile position.
First Deputy Chief Joe Cecil is among the contenders and has been with the Syracuse Police Department for more than 33 years. He manages all the administrative functions and oversees community services. Retiring Police Chief Frank Fowler says he supports Cecil taking over his job. The other two candidates are Chief Cameron Afsell of Durango, Colorado, and Chief Kenton Buckner of Little Rock, Arkansas. Mayor Walsh and a group of stakeholders will meet with the candidates, and Walsh will make a decision next month. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.